risks to a later time, even when such practice results in counterproductive and needless delay. It is the act of delaying work that you know needs to be done, but you choose not to do it in favor of an activity you enjoy. This isn't necessarily a bad thing. Besides, we all have the right to act lazy or favor watching TV over cleaning the living room. But where procrastination becomes a problematic habit is the damage incurred long term. Procrastinating on decluttering your room will not ruin your life, but failing to organize your finances and having to work into your 70s just to pay the bills could be an undesirable situation. You fail to act now, and as a result, end up paying later. Procrastination can be further defined as the state of acting against all common sense or judgment. For many people, it's a loss of self-control or poor self-regulation. Instead of doing the work that really matters, you might fill your time with worthless activities that make you feel busy but amounts to nothing by the end of the day. Procrastination is a form of self-defeat and self-sabotage. When out of control, it can create chaos and irreparable damage in your life. The primary driving force behind procrastination is the prioritization of short-term mood repair and emotion regulation over long-term achievement and well-being. This means that when procrastinators are reversed to a task they don't want to do, they will delay taking any form of action in order to escape the suffering from negative emotions in the present. Who am I, and why I procrastinate? First, I'm not a professional psychotherapist, and I don't have a degree or doctorate in psychology. What I do have are 50 years of life on planet Earth and a lot of experiences to share with you that can help you build the greatest version of you. But before we get into that, what I can bring to the table is a lifetime battle with one of the most underrated, self-defeating habits there is: procrastination. I love the subject of procrastination for the absolute transparency it has shown me in how I relate to the world. I've thought about this topic a lot, read many books, have taken programs that I've never finished, and immersed myself in some great online blog content. Check out Tim Urban at waitbutwhy.com. And, having fumbled and failed through my life, still turned out with a pretty good life living in Japan as a full-time author and online educator for personal development. But all that aside, I struggle to this day with my own demons that want to multitask, create massive to-do lists, organize sock drawers, and learn HTML coding while watching YouTube videos. If you can relate to this, you're in the right place. Although I have managed to push through my own struggles and published 15-plus books to date, when people say to me, "Wow, you've written so many books," my first response is, "Yes, and I procrastinated on writing every one of them." I'm excited to share this latest adventure with you as I dive into the best strategies and a system that have worked for me over the years. I managed to turn fear into action, and chronic procrastination into, well, less procrastination than I practiced before. My goal is to teach you how to fail less by learning through the failures I've made. With all this said, let's dive deeper into this mess and build something together that will stand the test of time. Present versus future rewards. There are many reasons we procrastinate, but the scope of this material is going to provide you with a formula and a system to reduce and control the behavior of delaying. We will cover a list of reasons for procrastination soon, but the most prevalent reason I have experienced is the brain's relationship to immediate versus future gratification. Based on a phenomenon called time inconsistency, according to behavioral psychology, this is the tendency of the brain to favor immediate rewards over future rewards. Let's look at the dynamics between your present self and future self. When you set a goal, saving for retirement or traveling around the world, you are making plans for your future self, and future you values long-term rewards. So, while in the future you can set goals, only in the present can you take action. When a decision must be made what action to take now, researchers discovered that while the future you really wants a long-term dream to come true, present you favors instant gratification and would rather watch TV instead of working out or eating sugar-filled snacks instead of a salad. When a goal such as traveling the world someday is in the distant future, procrastination makes sense. If it isn't happening now, I can continue to dream about it. But the future is rolling up fast, and what we discover is that goal we set for ourselves 10 years ago is now only